For the past several weeks, we've been reporting about how emergency departments across the state are being overwhelmed. They're under pressure from the Omicron variant on top of 2 years of the relentless COVID-19 pandemic. But what does that actually look like? What does it feel like to work in an emergency department right now? Dr. Anil Shukla is the chief of emergency medicine at St. Luke's, a community hospital in New Bedford, where COVID positivity rates remain among the highest in the state. Here's his first-person account of what he's seeing and experiencing.
My wife Sarah and I just watched Station 11. It's a miniseries about the imagined after of a flu pandemic. As we sit on our couch, longing for what life used to be, we sometimes say to each other, there is no before. It can feel like there's no before in healthcare either, and we're in an after that's unsustainable. This time 2 years ago, the emergency department where I work ran like a well-oiled machine. We'd regularly see 300 patients a day. There were rarely more than 15 people in the waiting room. And the waiting time was never longer than an hour or two. But that was before. Now, when I begin my shifts, I take in all of the yellow highlights on the schedule. Those are the empty nursing and tech shifts we're trying to fill. We have a 32% vacancy rate for nursing and an almost 40% vacancy rate for our techs and our secretaries. Because of the staffing shortage, I often begin a shift with 36 people in the waiting room. I've seen wait times as high as 15 hours. But even in the absence of enough staff and a measurable burnout, we are bringing our hustle. Doctors are seeing patients without a nurse, so the nurses we have aren't impossibly stretched. We have folks from the hospital's marketing team volunteering to transport patients. We're constantly trying to innovate and keep everyone safe while working with less and less. But in an overcrowded and understaffed hospital, things that are already hard get much harder. Ambulance stretchers line the hallway. Admitted patients can wait 48 hours for a bed. Essential supplies, like gel for an ultrasound machine, are missing because there aren't enough techs to stock the rooms. Despite all of this, and it's a lot, there are moments of grace, like when a colleague puts a Hershey Kiss on the desk next to me, making me laugh through my N95 mask. We can and should talk about how to solve our current crisis, how to rebuild the workforce, compensate people better, prevent error, improve quality. But right now, we're just getting through each day. It isn't only the pandemic we need to be talking about. It's the after, when the tsunami recedes and what's left in its wake is a depleted patchwork of people trying their best to care for those who will continue to need it.
Yeah, one fine morning, I'm gonna ride out